The next kina, Yud Aleph, number 11, is a very special kina in the sense that it was written by Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Besides composing Eicha, Yirmiyahu also wrote this kina. And this kina is about Yirmiyahu lamenting over the death of a great king, Yoshiyahu. Yirmiyahu began to be a Navi in the 13th year of King Yoshiyahu's reign, in the year 3298. And to appreciate what happened to Yoshiyahu, let's give a little bit of historical context. In the second book of Malachim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Perek Chaf Beis, the story is told about Menashe, King Menashe, who was Yoshiyahu's grandfather. And he was the king for 55 years. And he was incredibly wicked. He turned Bnei Yisrael towards Avodah Zarah. He planted idols in all corners of the kingdom. He even planted an idol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. And while it says in Divrei Hayamim that after 22 years of his reign, he did tshuva, but didn't help. The effect and the negative influence that occurred was widespread. It was through the blood of the Jewish people. After his 55 years, his son Amon took over for two more years until he was assassinated. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Gimel says that those 2 years were worse than the years of Menashe's rule, meaning things were spiraling out of control, downhill, headed towards disaster, headed towards the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And after Amon was killed, his son Yoshiyahu became the king. He was 8 years old. It was the year 3285. He reigned for 31 years. And in the 18th year of his reign, he sent Shafran. Shafran was the sofer, the scribe of the kingdom. He sent him to go tell Chilkiah. Chilkiah was the Kohen Gadol at the time, and he was Yirmiyahu's father. He went to tell Chilkiah to take the money that had been collected over the years to the Beis HaMikdash, which no one used. Go take that money and start to repair. Start to try to fix up the Beis HaMikdash. And while Chilkiah was inside the Beis HaMikdash, he found a Torah scroll. He read it. He gave it to Shafran to bring to Yoshiyahu. Very important, you bring this scroll that I found, bring it to Yoshiyahu. Shafran went over there, he brought it to him, and he started to read it to the king. And after reading it, the king ripped his clothes. Yoshiyahu ripped his clothes. And the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi in Sota says that the scroll was open to the pasuk in the Tochacha. We just spoke about the Tochacha, about the rebukes, the curses, and Parshas Kisavo. It was open to the Pasuk, Perech of Zayin, Pasuk of Vav, Aruor Ashelo Yakimis, Divrei Azos, Lasos Osam, Ve'amar Kolam Amen. The cursed is the one who doesn't uphold the Torah and perform the mitzvos. Yoshiyahu realized that was a message. That open scroll was a message telling him that Hashem was not happy with Bnei Yisrael. The state of the Jewish people was in a very, very bad place. And in Perek Chaf Gimel of Malachim Beis, Yoshiyahu calls all the people together. And he's standing by the Beis HaMikdash, and he reads from the scroll that was found to all the people. And he orders the Asherah to be removed from the Beis HaMikdash. They had certain offices on the Temple Mount where people who wove things for the Asherah, that they worked there. He got rid of those offices, those rooms. He started to abolish the Asherah, the Avodah Zarah, the idols from throughout Bnei Yisrael. One of the greatest tshuva movements ever in the history of the Jewish people. And it was working. People were coming around. People realized that they turned off for many, many tens of years. They were going off and off and off and off, and it was time to come back, and it was getting very, very strong. And what happened? In the last year of Yoshio's reign, the Egyptian king, his name was Paro Necho, he wanted to fight. We know Egypt's down in the south. They wanted to fight one of the kingdoms in the north outside of Eretz Yisrael. So they sent a message to the king of Israel, to Yoshio, saying, "I want to pass through. We just want to use you as the shortcut to get on top of you to the north to fight the army up there." And Yoshio realized that the psukim say, the brachos, that if you keep the way of the Torah, you follow in Hashem's ways, then not even a sword would pass through your land. So he said, "I can't let an army come through our land where we've done tshuva, Bnei Yisrael, at a very, very high place right now, and we can't allow them. And we'll be protected. We have the brachos. Hashem's going to protect us. So there's no reason for us to fear." And Yirmiyahu the Navi heard that Yoshio was going to go ahead and tell Paro Necho that they can't come in. And Yirmiyahu sent him a message and he said, "No, no, no, you're being too confident. You're too confident. Yes, you've done a tremendous effort. You've been successful on many, many levels to rid the idols, the Asherah, from amongst the Jewish people, widespread tshuva movement. But we're not there yet." Yoshio wasn't so convinced. Mefarshim explained this wasn't a nevuah from Yirmiyahu. It was Yirmiyahu giving just guidance. And where was Yoshio wrong? Wasn't everyone worshiping only Hashem? So Navi tells us that, no, there were certain people that were tricksters. And what they would do was, they had these doors, the doors upstairs, cowboy doors that like swing open. And on the back of the door, of each door, they put half an idol on each door. So when the inspectors would come in to see if these people were worshiping idols, they'd walk through, they wouldn't see it because the idols were behind the door that they had opened. So in fact, there still was Avodah Zarah. An important lesson for us, the Avodah Zarah was rid from the outside. You couldn't see it. But in the inside, in the hearts of all the people, not all the people, many of the people, it still was there. There still were those remnants of old. As a side point, when we do tshuva and we grow and we change, we have to be careful that we don't show it on the outside. On the outside, it looks like we're different. It looks like we changed. We dress differently. We speak differently. All very good things. But we also have to remember the inside. The places where people don't see, people don't hear, people don't know what's going on. In the private corners of our own room, our own home, inside our own hearts. Are we clean over there as well from the idols? Are we clean from the negative influences that we had? You have to be careful. So, Yoshio didn't realize. He was overly confident. And he didn't listen to the Gadol Hador, to the leader of the generation, Yirmiyahu. And he went and asked Chulda. It was also a Navi. He thought that she may be a little more compassionate. What should we do? And she said, "Seems like it's okay." Perhaps she didn't have all the facts like Yirmiyahu had. And Yoshio went down and told the Egyptian army, told Paro, "Can't come in." And they killed him. They murdered him. That was the end of Yoshio in the year 3316. Another lesson that we learn, the importance of listening to the leaders of our generation. We can't be overly confident. Every person has negios, he has certain biases that push us to go ahead and want to do X, want to do Y, want to go here, want to go there. And we have to realize that Hashem puts in every single generation people that could see above that, the Einei Am, the eyes of the nation, they could see above, they could see on a spiritual plane that many of us are not able to tap into. And Yoshio failed in his level in this area, and what could have continued perhaps to become the end, Beis HaMikdash maybe now would have been destroyed, but because of not listening to the Navi, to Yirmiyahu, the destruction was inevitable. The end of the Kina says that Tala be'esim u'shtayim me'arosh asos hisaptu lo eicha be'esim u'shtayim osios, that even though without Yoshio the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed right away, but because Bnei Yisrael, when they eulogized him with the Book of Eicha. They realized that the Book of Eicha was the story of every issue, every tzar that we have. The Book of Eicha is written in the order of the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. So the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was pushed off for another 22 years. And even though he died in the year 3316, the Beis HaMikdash was only destroyed in the year 3338. So to try to take this to heart, to realize that as we work and we change and we grow and we hit tremendous heights, we have to remember to perfect ourselves not only in the outside, but even more importantly, in the inside. And we have to remember that Hashem gives us guidance. He gives us those people that can help us, that can direct us. And even if it hurts, even if it's not comfortable, but we know that's the right thing. The mashal is given of a doctor. Person goes to him with a heart disease. And the doctor says to him, look, I'm telling you right now, if you get angry, if your blood pressure rises, you're in a lot of trouble. So this guy, even if he wants to get angry at someone, even if he wants to embark in screaming, whatever it is, he knows he's not going to do it. Not even he wants to do it, but he's not going to do it. Because the doctor, the expert told him that this is very bad for you. This is bad for your heart. You're not going to be able to live. The same thing is with the Gedolei Ador. We have to listen to them. We have to learn from them. Read stories about them. Seek their advice. And even if it's not so comfortable, it's a little difficult for us. We have to realize that that's the best way to understand the Ratzon of Hashem.